This is 103.3 FM, KWBU. How important is knowing who really created a work of art? And does knowing change how you think of it? Here's David Smith with this week's edition of David and Art.
Here's something to ponder. Does knowing that a particular work of art was painted by a famous painter make you like it more? How much does the name on a canvas influence what you think of it, or even how much you like it? Would you like your favorite Rembrandt as much if you discovered it was painted by someone else? Often one of the toughest challenges in the art world is that of accurate attribution. Establishing the validity of a work of art is a crucial responsibility of museums and galleries. If a piece is offered to the public as being the work of a certain artist, that claim should be verifiable, particularly if someone is about to buy it. I ran into a friend of mine the other day who teaches art history, and we fell into a conversation about attribution and provenance, that art world term that describes the chain of ownership tracing all the way back to the brush of the artist. Verifiable provenance is the main tool that establishes authenticity. She explained to me that a lack of such data inevitably calls into question a piece of art. As anyone who watches the sales at high-profile auction houses knows, an accurate assessment of a painting's source can be a matter of millions or tens of millions of dollars. Back in 2012, the Warhol Foundation disbanded its authentication board in part because it was regularly being sued when it could not or would not verify the provenance of pieces claimed as an original Warhol. But what if it's not an investment? What if you just love it? Does provenance matter then? There's a big difference between thinking of art as an investment and thinking of it as something whose primary purpose is to bring aesthetic pleasure and to enrich your life. Yes, art can be an investment, one that can bring a staggering rate of return, but that isn't its best identity. Problems appear when that becomes our predominant way of thinking about it. Value and worth are not synonymous. With art, what matters most, what really counts in the end, is if you like it. If it brings you joy or comfort, if it makes you sad or brings you to the edge of inexplicable tears, if it wakens your sense of wonder, curiosity, admiration, or even if it makes you uneasy, that's what makes it art. Everything else is secondary. All the other concerns that crowd into the art world belong more to the realm of financial investing, resale value, and our culture's relentless materialism that insists we measure the worth of everything in dollar signs. In other words, things that are as far removed from the foundational idea of art as East is from West.
This and past episodes can be found on our website at kwbu.org. Just look for David and Art under the Programs tab.